will I finally found someone to blame for the deadly use of cigarettes. And his name was James Bonsack, and the year was 1881 when Mr. Bonsack invented the cigarette-making machine, and at first it made about 120,000 cigarettes a day. It didn't take long before the number was 10 million a day, and then a billion 5 years later. And as we know, that was just the beginning. Of course, tobacco has been used for centuries and centuries. The Mayan Indians were so besotted with tobacco that between 600 and 900 AD, they carved hundreds of drawings into stone depicting the tobacco leaf and all manner of ways to enjoy it. And of course, that included pipes, which brings us here to the northern necks, Lancaster County, and an archaeological dig named by the diggers the Davis Site, a site that revealed that the region may have been occupied since 8,000 BC, and it gave up a few clues about tobacco use. The site was used for the manufacture of clay pipes. Not a couple of pipes. There were hundreds and hundreds of stems and bowls, apparently not quite up to snuff. The diggers have come to the conclusion that the pipe makers were probably Africans and Native Americans, and while we know that they used the pipes to smoke tobacco, what came as a surprise was that the use of tobacco was not habitual. Rather, it was used for medical and religious reasons. Now, skipping to a mere hundreds of years ago, the Native Americans were good tobacco-growing mentors. It became a major crop almost as soon as the first settlers arrived. It became one of the first real money-making crops. Yes, they grew corn and cotton and wheat and soybeans, but it was tobacco that really was their biggest cash crop. By the 1800s, most folks used small amounts of tobacco to chew or to put in pipes or painstakingly roll them into cigarettes. Well, back to the Davis site, which also revealed signs of what years and years later would become the lifeblood of this area, the remains of, well, blue crabs and oysters. So, what about tobacco control? The Surgeon General's 1964 report on the dangers of smoking may have saved the lives of 8 million folks. But that wasn't the first warning. How many millions of lives might have been saved worldwide if there had been a way to spread the word when this was announced? Quote, tobacco smoking, a custom loathsome to the eye, hateful to the nose, harmful to the brain, dangerous to the lungs, unquote. Signed, King James of England, 1602. This is Thea Marshall.